It definitely, you know, puts me in a position I've never been in before. You know, just wait. Hopefully, the closer we get to Sunday, you know, the better it'll be, and you know, the soreness will go away. But it's definitely for me a different position, and it's definitely a day-to-day situation.
I know you want to play, and I'll just going back out there. You know, to show that on Sunday. But you take anything away from Kyle? The past few weeks, he keeps trying to go back out there and just can't get right because he keeps playing. I mean, do you think about shutting it down just to give it time to? Will you be ready for the stretch run?
You know, I haven't really put that much thought into it. The way I'm thinking is I got this week to heal up a little bit, and, you know, we'll see how I feel as the week goes. You know, Kyle's injury is a little different. From what I understand, my injury is something that's just there, and all we can do is protect it, and I don't know if rehab will help it or anything, but you know, I know the guys in the training room and coach are trying to do, you know, what's best for me.
They can protect the vest or something like that?
I have no clue. I'm not putting any kind of football equipment on until Sunday, so, you know, I don't know.
Keith, as the wins add up, does the pressure get any greater?
I don't think there's any pressure. I don't know what pressures this team would have. You know, we have 8 wins so far out of 8 games, and the only pressure is to keep playing consistently. I'm sorry. I don't see our consistency dropping off just because we're trying to be one of the better teams in the NFL. So, you know, the first half is down, and there's still 8 more games to play. But no, I don't think we feel any pressure at all.
Does the fact that this team is built a cushion in the division of 4 games and has a 2-game lead for best record in the AFC, does that factor at all into your decision to maybe take some time and let it heal as much as possible?
Nah, I can't say that because Chicago is definitely a tough matchup. You know, there's another team that's probably 2 games off of being a 1-loss team. So, you know, I don't see that. And then next week we have Jacksonville, then we have New York. So, it's more so of a mental thing for me now. I'll be getting mental reps all week. And, you know, mentally I have to put my mind somewhere else, knowing that if I do go out and play on Sunday, I have to fight through some pain and, you know, kind of uncomfortable situation. But, you know, right now, like I said, it's all mental.
Is this the best red zone defensive team you've ever played on since you've been here?
Yeah, definitely. I think we do a great job of keeping the offense out of the end zone. We do a good job of getting turnovers in the end zone. I think we do a good job of forcing teams to take 3 points instead of 6-7. So I think that definitely makes us a very good red zone team.